Welcome to the English Business Podcast, where we explore the world of entrepreneurship, leadership, and the strategies behind building successful businesses in the English-speaking world. In our latest compilation of Dubai News, we bring together resources for aspiring entrepreneurs and those interested in sustainable energy solutions. First, we introduce a comprehensive guide for launching a spare parts business in Dubai, a city renowned for its flourishing economy. This guide offers invaluable insights into establishing a successful spare parts operation and covers crucial aspects from comprehending market demands to navigating legal procedures. This resource is essential reading for anyone contemplating a venture into the Dubai spare parts industry. On a related note, we also provide a guide tailored to those looking to obtain a delivery service license in Dubai. With the explosion of online shopping and food delivery services, the need for delivery services has soared in recent years. This guide outlines the necessary measures and prerequisites to secure a delivery service license in Dubai, ensuring that individuals and businesses eager to delve into this field are well prepared with the knowledge to stand out in the industry. Lastly, we spotlight the eagerly anticipated 25th WETEX and Dubai Solar Show. Attracting 76 sponsors from the local and international domains, this event underscores the increasing interest in sustainable energy solutions in the region. The WETEX, standing for Water, Energy, Technology, and Environment Exhibition, serves as an eminent platform convening industry experts, innovators, and investors to display the state-of-the-art advancements in renewable energy, water conservation, and sustainable technologies. Events such as the WETEX and Dubai Solar Show encapsulate Dubai's commitment to nurturing a greener future and underscore the city's dedication towards sustainable development. Stay connected for further updates and insights from Dubai's dynamic spectrum. That's all for now in our Dubai News segment. In today's Sasol News, we bring you an announcement of significance. Sipho Nkosi, a well-known South African tycoon, and the former chairperson of the energy and chemical company Sasol, has stepped down from his position due to potential conflicts of interest that could emerge. His resignation underscores the necessity of transparent and ethical practices in corporate governance and marks the end of an era for him and Sasol. Nkosi has played a significant role during his tenure as chairperson, leaving a mark in the company's journey. Nevertheless, it is apparent that his decision to leave the role reflects the often challenging demands and ethical considerations linked to corporate leadership. While the specific details around these potential conflicts of interest remain undisclosed, Nkosi's departure greatly emphasizes the importance of upholding high ethical standards within the company. Sasol, as one of South Africa's prominent companies, remains committed to maintaining integrity and avoiding any perceived conflicts that could compromise its standing. This decision ushers in a new chapter for Sasol, as it will now start the process of selecting a new chairperson who can navigate the company amidst the evolving landscape of the energy and chemical sectors. The appointment of a new leader is vital to maintaining stability and propelling Sasol's growth agenda. As we await more details on the potential conflicts of interest, the focus remains firmly on upholding Sasol's values and pursuing its aspirations under new direction. In the ongoing trial centered on allegations of fraud within the Trump Organization, the former president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has been a pivotal figure. Throughout his testimony, Trump Jr. has shed light on the organization's history, particularly its early accomplishments and innovative strategies within the luxury real estate industry. He proudly highlighted the introduction of gyms within their developments as an innovative strategy that was viewed as a significant breakthrough. This move was designed to add value to their properties, targeting high-end buyers with a comprehensive lifestyle package. Trump Jr. specifically noted the success of this approach and how it not only propelled the organization's growth, but also solidified its reputation among other industry leaders. However, the trial has not been without its darker moments. Allegations of fraud within the Trump Organization have cast a shadow over its successes. Trump Jr.'s testimony delved into these accusations, scrutinizing the organization's early business practices and decision-making process. As the trial continues, key testimonies, including that of Trump Jr., will play a crucial role in elucidating potential wrongdoings within the organization. The public now eagerly awaits further revelations about the inner workings of one of the world's most well-known real estate companies. Thank you for joining us as we dove into the world of business, exploring its ins and outs, providing insights and strategies to help you thrive in the ever-changing landscape.